Blog Talk Radio.
Street Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
To live and die in L.A., California. What you say about Los Angeles? Still the only place for me that never rains. To live and die in L.A., where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing coming to chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury niggas close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, nigga got smoked by a bean. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell to live and die in the lake on bail. My angel. No stranger, full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observed so many niggas getting three strikes off in jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry, cause it's home now. I'm just a nigga on his own now. Living life thug staff. So I can't smile right into my peoples when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and bitches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and Z's. All them other niggas copycats, D's and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every nigga in LA got a little bit of thug in him. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in LA.
Die in LA. It's a place to be.
Let my angel sing. I'm on some bullshit, out for everything they owe. Remember K-Day, Weekend, Scrimshaw, MLK, automatic rank free. Niggas lost their weight, gang signs being shown. Nigga, love your hood, but recognize that it's all good. Where do we at? Niggas getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in this motherfucker permed out. M.O.B., Big Shug in the Lolo, bounce and turn. Dog Pound in the Lex, with an ounce to burn. Got them watch niggas with me, OMTV. They got some hats, took a stab, left the rest for me. Neck, bone, tray, head, Ron, punchy too. Big Rock, got not, but this one's to you. I hit the studio and drop a Drew, hoping to pay. Get high, watching time fly, to live and die in L.A.
Live and die in L.A.
For 92.3, 106, all the radio stations that be bumping my shit, making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Go out to all the magazines that support a nigga, all the real motherfuckers, all the stores, the mom and pop spots, A&R people, all y'all motherfuckers. LA, California love part, motherfucker too, without gay ass strength.
Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates...
Welcome to the Wrestling It Factor. What up, everybody? For September the 3rd, 2013 is your boy, Wayne Benitez. Yeah, we got a guest for y'all up on here. Representing LA. Give it up for Famous B.
What's going on? What's going on, Wayne? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate the love having me out and, you know, appreciate it.
Right. And were you ever a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was always a wrestling fan growing up. You know, wrestling is something that I always gravitated to, and it was something that caught my attention, you know, as a youngster, and definitely stayed with me growing up through my childhood years and then on to my teenage years. So I was always into wrestling, and it was always my favorite sport. And, you know, I was a little kid in kindergarten, you know, trying to wrestle the other little kid, you know.
Are you still with us?
That was me.
Yeah, technical problems, right?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, okay. But, yeah, I'm definitely a lifelong wrestling fan. I grew up watching the sport. I grew up loving the sport. And I always admired the sport and the wrestlers that I saw growing up on TV. So that's where my passion for professional wrestling comes in. That's where it comes from.
And who trained you for the business?
Well, I always like to say that I'm a XPW grandchild, so to speak. But I trained at the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy here in Los Angeles, California, which the head trainer is Joey Chaos, formerly of XPW, and pretty much the whole cast, I guess you could say. Angel, I give a lot of credit to the rest of the staff for training me, which was Angel, the Hardcore Homo, Supreme, BC Killer, Robbie Phoenix, and, you know, those are the guys who taught me about the business. Obviously, being a lifelong fan, I knew a lot about the business, but they trained me how to be in the business. And I must say I was taught very well. I would like to say, you know, Santino Brothers has definitely put themselves on the map here in California as one of the leading schools to train at. And, you know, I'm definitely grateful to those guys, you know, because they, you know, it's a place that I call home, and, you know, I love them for it. But, yeah, XPW.
Yeah, that definitely brings back memories. Yeah, they've been trying to have reunion shows every other year.
Right, right. And, yeah, and the last one, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was the 10-year anniversary in which I was able to participate in. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty exciting, pretty, you know, fun to be a part of, especially since my training background, you know, just to be a part of the show, you know, it was an amazing show.
And what was your memories of working Lucha,
well, I work at a lot of Lucha companies, so I'm trying to pinpoint which one exactly it is that you're referring to.
Yeah, there's a few in California and also in Mexico in the indie promotions.
Right.
How was your experience doing that?
Well, the good thing about my training is the training at the Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy is very universal and is very in-depth and is very dynamic in a sense that when you go in there and you learn about professional wrestling in all aspects. There pretty much isn't anything that's not covered when you go in there and you train. And being that I was the motivated, passionate trainee, so to speak, you know, I picked up on a lot of the philosophy and psychology and things like that I was being shown. You know, I paid attention to a lot of the details of everything that was presented to me. And, you know, when you have guys that is experienced as the guys I was trained by, which is Chaos, Supreme, Angel, like I mentioned before, and, you know, you look at these guys are veterans in the business, you know, 10, 15 plus years in the business, and, you know, they all bring something different to the table. And that's part of the reason which makes the training academy so successful is just the diverse training that they provide. And you can learn a little bit of everything from each individual because they all have different diverse personalities and things that they bring to the table in their own unique way. And Lucha Libre is definitely something I picked up on and definitely gravitated to as well, as part of the process of learning and experiencing what it's like to become a professional wrestler. And it's definitely something that I would say I adapted to that style, you know what I mean, especially, you know, not being the typical over 250-pound stacked-up, you know, wrestler that I am, you know. So I definitely, you know, my style is more of a athletic speed type of a wrestler. So learning Lucha Libre has definitely been very beneficial to me. And it's very, obviously, it's more universal than, you know, the typical American style of wrestling. You know, there's things that are similar, but learning how to do, you know, Lucha Libre is definitely something that it's an art in itself. So being able to adapt to the lucha style is definitely something that has benefited me so far in my career. And, you know, working different lucha shows is very, very, to me, it's very exciting and it's very fun, obviously, because that's the style I resemble the most, I would say. You know, because I just take little things from that and throw it into my American wrestling, or I can just go and completely, you know, adapt 100%, you know, to the Lucha Libre style. So working Lucha Libre shows with me, it definitely goes hand in hand, because starting off in a business, you know, I actually started off at a small Lucha Libre company in downtown Los Angeles, and just getting that experience and gaining that experience and just learning the, you know, everything's different about it, so to speak, you know, as far as like versus American wrestling, you know. So I actually did a lot of Lucha Libre shows starting off my career, and you know, it's done wonders. It's helped me out a lot in being able to be flexible as far as doing lucha and doing American is great. But my experience with Lucha Libre shows are always fun, always exciting, because those are the type of shows, they are obviously similar to American shows, but in a sense that the Lucha Libre fans are, their families go out to the shows, larger families go out to the shows, and they are very passionate about their wrestling. So it's always fun working those shows because they're very hyped and very passionate. You know, you go to the Lucha shows and and the crowd is, you know, it gets you pumped up. It's definitely a different feeling. So my experiences have been awesome. It's totally great. I've been on Viva La Lucha in Vegas and San Diego, and those shows are definitely fun. Meeting guys like Conan, and you know, just working with a lot of the Lucha Libre guys, and going down and to where Rey Mysterio Sr. is trained, and watching how he runs his operation and things like that, and working out there. It's just definitely been a big plus for me and a big plus for my career as well. So I love Lucha Libre.
Right. And what is your memories of working in PWG?
PWG, wow. PWG, very special to me. Well, first of all, my memories of it, nothing but great memories. I remember when I first debuted at PWG. It was just, to me, as a wrestler coming up in Southern California, it was mind blowing, because PWG by far is the most premier wrestling show in California, and a lot of people say in the world, period. And when I first got into the business, I distinctly remember going to the PWG shows, because before I started training, I didn't know a whole lot of indie, so to speak, in my area, because, you know, I wasn't hip to the indie scene yet. It wasn't until pretty much until I started training, in which I discovered this underground world of wrestling on the independent scene. And when I first started training, PWG was one of the first shows that I started going around to, and I started checking out. And I just remember just thinking, like, wow, this is awesome. This is definitely a place that I want to work one day, and a place that I want to be at, and definitely. And I just remember the talent and the names that I saw, and just, it was just an incredible show, an incredible wrestling experience for me, you know, coming up and just learning the business, and you know, just barely getting my feet wet. Going to PWG was amazing. So when I debuted in PWG, it was like one of those things where you feel like everything's just coming full circle. You know, I was definitely honored to be able to debut. And I know when you step foot in PWG, you definitely have to be very talented, very good at what you do. And, you know, that was one of the many signs that I've got to let me know that about myself and about my wrestling. And debuting at PWG was fantastic. And I just remember the please come back chance after my match, which it was like a six-man tag team match that I had with three other of the younger debuting independent talents in the area, and Chris Cadillac, Ray Rosas, and who is just my training partner down at the San Antonio Brothers Wrestling Academy, and Fidel Bravo at the time. We were all debuting at the same time. So when we went out there, and when I went out there, and, you know, and we went and tore the house down, and the crowd went wild and started chanting, please come back after my match. I just remember feeling that I never felt before in wrestling. It touched me in a way that I've never felt before, you know. And prior to that, I've done a lot of shows. I've done shows overseas and things like that, or, you know, out of the country or whatnot, and down on the East Coast and everything like that, you know. So, you know, those are all special moments to me as well, but my first match in PWG was a different feeling. It was very emotional for me just to be there, for one, to get the opportunity to be there, and for two, to get the crowd reaction
right.
that I got. And it was phenomenal.
And how was it like working with Joey Ryan?
Joey Ryan. Me and Joey Ryan actually have a very, very great chemistry in the ring. And Joey Ryan is definitely one of the veterans and professionals out here in the business that I definitely look up to. He was very, actually very, excuse me, he's very influential in actually bringing me into PWG. So I give Joey a lot of credit for being the one who pretty much bridged the gap between myself and PWG. But working with Joey Ryan is, to me, it's just we have a natural chemistry with each other. And we've battled up and down California, all up and down California. And every single time we've managed to knock it out of the park. And Joey Ryan is actually someone who I beat for the West Coast Heavyweight Championship quite some time ago. And just working with Joey is amazing. And, you know, I have great memories working with Joey, like becoming a heavyweight champion and things like that. It's awesome. And actually just recently working with him at Mex Pro, in which I became the first ever Mex Pro heavyweight champion down here in California as well. And but Joey, me and Joey have an incredible chemistry in the ring, and every time we get together is money.
Yeah, and you was also had a stint in UWF, Urban Wrestling Federation.
Right, Urban Wrestling Federation. It was a very interesting concept, very, very interesting. Something in wrestling has never been done before, something very unique, something very different. It was like kind of like it was real raw. It was like the Def Comedy Jam of wrestling, so to speak. You know, very
right.
raw, very in your face, very hood, very, you know, urban. And that was a very interesting adventure for me. It provided me an opportunity to work on the East Coast. It provided me an opportunity to work and wrestle in the Hammerstein Ballroom Arena, which was very exciting for me. You know, just always been a lifelong wrestling fan, and just remembering those old days of Raw when Raw first started, and just having those memories embedded in my head. And just to be there performing in the same venue, you know, it was definitely an amazing feeling. But the UWF was very interesting to be a part of. And it was, if you don't know the UWF or what it was about or what it was like, it was pretty much the concept of hip-hop artists from a lot of the different major record labels pretty much having their own gang and stables in professional wrestling to fight for the money and fight for the championship belts. And, you know, so it was pretty much like gang wars, but with different wrestlers beefing and having different crews battle and having different wrestling matches. So it was a very interesting concept, and meeting a lot of the rappers and other talent that they brought in made for a lot of good times. And, you know, those are times in the UWF that I will definitely, you know, hold near and I won't forget. And hopefully one day they'll pick up the ball and start running again. But it was definitely a great, fun experience for me being from California to get to go to the East Coast and meet a lot of the workers on the East Coast, and just having that connection with them and pretty much getting to know everyone over there on that side as well, you know. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Yes, and I know that you was actually teaming with Willie Mack also as part of the stable.
Right, right, yeah. Willie Mack, the SATs for a minute. And yeah, we were in a 40 Glock group, 40 Glock. Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. Willie Mack, we actually are teaming down in Los Angeles as well, wherever we can, making waves. So, yeah, Willie Mack, someone I'm very familiar with.
And one of the matches you had was actually working with Black G's also.
Right, right. Black G's, oh man, he's an incredible talent, and you know, I would consider him definitely one of the guys that was a pleasure to work with, a pleasure to meet. Just going to the East Coast and just going pretty much on his side and going down to his turf, but yeah, he's a very sound athlete, a very great worker, another worker that I had a lot of chemistry with as well. And, you know, I'll get in the ring with Black G's any day. He's a very good worker. But, yeah, me and him, we went and we tore the roof off when we had a singles match down in UWS. And also, we also wrestled in a fatal. It's like a five-way at the first set of tapings, and then we had a singles that stemmed from that. But very good worker. It was a pleasure to work with him, pleasure to meet him as well.
And you also other indie groups work with Scorpio Sky.
Yes, Scorpio Sky. Scorpio Sky, not as much, I would say. I've worked with Scorpio Sky on a couple of different occasions, but I would say Scorpio Sky is one of the workers that I actually don't work a lot, being that we're from the same area. But the few matches that we did have were, once again, great matches because Scorpio is a great competitor, an in-ring competitor with a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. And, you know, he's been in the business for a long time.
And also, you also worked with current TNA talent T.J. Perkins also.
Right, right, T.J. Perkins. We've had great matches together as well. He's so fast. He's lightning fast, but I love it. It's fun. Yeah, me and TJ Perkins, we've wrestled a handful of times as well down in San Diego and for Mach 1, NWA's Mach 1 at the time. But TJ Perkins is another fun, great, experienced wrestler, very competitive, very skilled, and working with TJ was a blast.
Right. And you also worked with LAOD Rey Mysterio also?
Yes, I have. Actually, when he debuted the gimmick as well, the first time he debuted the gimmick, his first match was actually against me. That match was really special because it was one of the first times I had worked in front of a larger size crowd down in Mexico, and you know they were it was a different vibe, it was a different feeling, and that match was really special once again. But by him debuting there in his hometown against me, and the reaction that the match got, and the reaction of Rey Mysterio Sr. and Conan and everybody who was obviously watching and, you know, involved and, you know, very, very intently. It was, you know, a lot of pressure, but I was able to definitely rise to the occasion. And I got nothing but good responses from everyone involved, everyone who saw the match. And it was definitely one that I won't forget at all.
And also you worked in NWA Hollywood. How was that experience?
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. It was a great experience. It was a great experience for me, and it definitely put me over the plateau as far as from a confidence factor standpoint. Before I debuted in NWA, I was working consistently, but this was the first time I was pretty much on in front of the cameras and put on TV, and it was nothing but a great experience for me. I went down and debuted with them really early in my career, and I debuted against Willie Mack in a squash match, and it was probably no longer than a minute. He just pretty much came out and just wiped the floor with me. around the time he was feuding with Claudio Castagnoli, which is now Antonio Cesaro on WWE, and Claudio was on his way out, so he was in the midst of a huge feud, and then, you know, I came in and I debuted against him, and he just pretty much mopped the floor with me. And you know, the next set of tapings, which was, you know, not too much longer after, I came and I had a full match against Austin Aries prior to him departing and going to TNA. And then it just progressed from there, just learning how TV works, learning how to manage my matches by time, learning how to work the cameras, promos, how to shooting promos on the fly and everything like that. And just to have that experience at that point in time and the growing process of my career definitely boosted my esteem and boosted my skills pretty quickly. So I owe it all to that.
Also, do you currently watch the current product of WWE, TNA, or ROH?
I do try to stay on top of it as much as I can. I can't say that I'm able to watch every episode or whatnot, but I do, for the most part, try to stay on top of at least the storylines of TNA, WWE, things like that, just because those are definitely companies that, as a professional wrestler, you always want to work your way up, and you always have to know what's going on in the business. So when I get the opportunity, I do definitely stay on top of the storylines just to know what's going on and just to know what's up and just to I look at the product more of in an analytical way, as opposed to how like a fan would. But I definitely stay on top of the product and stay on top of WWE and what they're doing and what's going on over there, because there's definitely a place that I will, you know, like to work my way up to one day.
Right. And even though right now in TNA things is not looking well financially, they've been losing money and cutting costs on releasing talent.
Right. Yeah, I've been hearing stories here and there and seeing things like that, and you know, that's unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate, but hey, you know, it's a company and a business is a business, so you know, they just got to do what they have to do that's right for business if they want to. If they want to succeed, if they want to progress with the company.
Yeah, it's been also rumors of possibly Spike TV, Viacom, possibly purchasing TNA, and they would definitely put Bischoff to run the promotion. And I still don't see that they need something. They would have to have a new guy come in with new ideas.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, obviously somewhere along the lines, they started to do something wrong. Obviously, if things was better, so to speak, before. So obviously they just have to figure out what exactly it is that they're missing. And maybe if they try to revert back to the point and period of time when they were growing and everybody was taking notice, and you were seeing these awesome matches put together, you know, whether it be revolutionizing the X Division or whatever the case may be, maybe they might have to just take a step back and reevaluate everything and try to get it back to those times.
Right. They definitely need the move in another direction.
Right, because it seems like ever since the Hogan and Bischoff era of TNA, you started to see the X Division, the focus on the X Division kind of decrease. And that may or may not have hurt them, but you know, I do know that the X Division was hot, and that's what TNA was built off of. So, you know, possibly that could be one of the main issues right now. Is just you just started to see a lot of the X Division talent decrease, whether it be the characters or whether it be the given allowing a time slot for the matches. You know, everything just started to kind of, you know, go downhill, and the X Division kind of was pushed to the back of what was important and what was the main focus of the company. And you know, the X Division definitely was very exciting to watch, and it was what put TNA on the map to begin with. And then, you know, and you have everybody, you know, and then, you know, that error happens, and then, you know, there's no more of the guys that we love to see doing what they do anymore.
Yeah, we are running out of time. Sorry about that, Brian. We are out of time. Do you have anything to plug?
All right. Well, definitely check out my official Famous B fan page. You can also follow me on Twitter, FamousB23. Check out my YouTube channel with the majority of the awesome matches that I have put on, a lot of the ones that we spoke about earlier. Definitely want to check out my YouTube channel. If you're in California and you're looking to become a professional wrestler and you don't know where to start, check out SantinoBrothers.net, and you can get it started that way. But, yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to the next time.
Yes. You can come back anytime to the show. It's been an honor having you.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Well, you guys have a good night, and I appreciate you having me.
You do the same.
All right. Take care.
All right. That was Famous B, ladies and gentlemen. And we're about to run out of time. This is Wayne Benitez. Hit us up on Wrestling If Factor group page or archives at Blog Talk Radio for this episode also. Later.
Street Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
rapping. No doubt. To live and die in L.A., California. What you say about Los Angeles? Still the only place for me. It never rains.
To live and die in L.A., where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing coming to chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury niggas close to home. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, nigga got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell to live and die in the lake on bail. My angel. L.A. can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many niggas getting three strikes off from jail. I swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry cause it's home now. I'm just a nigga on his own now. Living life thug staff. So I can't smile right into my peoples when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and bitches. Better learn about the dress code B's and Z's. All them other niggas copycats. D's and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every nigga in L.A. got a little bit of thug in him. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in L.A.
Die in L.A. The place to be.
Let my angel sing. Rang free, niggas lost their weight. Gang signs being shown, nigga love your hood, but recognize that it's all good. Where do we at? Niggas getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in this motherfucker permed out. M.O.B. Big Shug in the Lolo, bounce and turn. Dog Pound in the Lex, with an ounce to burn. Got them watch niggas with me on OMTV. They got some hash, took a stab, left the rest for me. Neck bone, tray, head wrong, punchy too. Big Rock got knocked, but this one's for you. I hit the studio and drop a Drew, hoping it pay. Get high, watching time fly to live and die in L.A.
Live and die in L.A.
For 92.3, 106, all the radio stations that be bumping my shit, making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Go out to all the magazines that support a nigga, all the real motherfuckers, all the stores, the mom and pop spots, A&R people, all y'all love. LA, California love, fart motherfucker too, without gay ass drink.